Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. At this time, we would like to welcome everybody to Eucapex conference call for the results of the third quarter of 2012. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After that, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instruction will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Eucapex management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Eucapex and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. José Antonio Goulart de Carvalho, who will begin the presentation. Please, Mr. José Antonio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for participating in this call where we will present Eucapex third quarter results in addition to the results of the 9 months of 2012. In general, it was a good quarter, but with modest results, since in one hand we registered an increase in our sales and a strong growth in net profit, but at the other, we still grew less than we had forecasted in our budget. The main reason for these modest results was the delay in the installation of the last equipment planned for our MDF line. One of the equipment will allow us to dramatically reduce resin consumption, while the other will increase and allow us to achieve the nominal installed capacity of the line. Both equipment already started to work during last October, so in this sense, we are optimistic for the last quarter of the year. Let's move to slide number 2. As we normally do, we will begin our presentation with a kind of a summary of Eucapex Group. We are a traditional Brazilian company established more than 60 years ago, very focused on producing raw material to the furniture industry and a variety of final products to the civil construction segment. Besides that, we are also very traditional in exporting wood panels for many different countries, being the most important one, the United States, where we have a subsidiary in Atlanta, which also coordinates all of our export activity to other countries. We have four production units, all located in the state of São Paulo. We have an annual production capacity of approximately 1 million cubic meters of wood panels. Additionally, which differentiates our company from the majority of the market, we have a variety of finishing lines to cover our wood panels. Besides that, we also have a complete laminate flooring line and certainly the largest wall partition and doors for civil construction factories in Brazil. Finally, we have a very modern factory for the production of decorative paints and varnishes in Salto. We are currently among the top 5 producers in Brazil. Our net revenues in the third quarter of 2012 reached almost 250 million reais, representing an increase of a little less than 6% compared to last year's same figures. There is some additional information about Eucapex in this slide, which can be later reviewed at your convenience. Let's move to slide number 3. In this slide, we present the breakdown of our revenues by product, by segment, and by product in each specific market segment. On the left side of the slide, we have the breakdown of revenues by product, with no considerable changes from one period to another. On the right side, same revenues, but at this time broken down by segments. In a similar way, no considerable changes between the two periods. However, it is interesting to notice how well-balanced revenues coming from our most important segments, civil construction and wood board supply to the furniture industry are. At the bottom, we have the combination of contribution of each product to each market segment. Here, it's interesting to notice the variety of different products that our company manufactures. using wood board as the basic raw material, such as partition, doors for civil construction, and laminate flooring, which provides an important and profitable alternative to the furniture industry. Before moving to the next slide, we would like to call your attention to the fact that almost all of our export revenues, around 5% of the total, come from fiberboard, which gives us an interesting and natural hedge when working with trade finance lines, since the majority of fiberboard raw materials do not depend on or nor are influenced by the dollar versus real exchange rate. Slide number 4. In the next sequence of slides, we will review the performance of each of our products. We will begin with fiberboard. We had in some way a difficult first semester in our fiberboard business, resulting a decrease in revenues mainly to a stoppage for maintenance during the first quarter and an increase in the production and sales of second quality boards. In general, all these issues have been overcome since during the last quarter we already registered increasing revenues compared to the same period of last year. The utilization of capacity is still lower than the historical levels, which used to be around 88%. Therefore, there is still room for an even better recovery in revenues for the last quarter of the year. Both the market and Eucatex showed a growth in volume during the third quarter. In Eucatex's case, the external market was responsible for the majority of this growth. Slide number 5, MDF line. Despite registering a good increase in revenues in our MDF line, even more than 32% during the 9 months of 2012 compared to the same period of 2011, the utilization of capacity was still very low. As mentioned before, we expected to have installed an equipment which would have allowed us to achieve line's nominal capacity in the beginning of the third quarter. However, we were behind schedule, and after a 7-day stoppage, it was installed just at the end of September. Since then, technicians have been working in its regulation, and the production during these last days of October already achieved equipment's nominal capacity, which is 275,000 cubic meters per year. Market this year is very positive, experiencing a good growth compared to the same period of last year. As a result, not only us, but also the market in general, have been able to recover prices. Slide number 6, MDP. Both us and the market experienced a small growth during the last quarter in terms of volume. In our case, and we believe also in the market, because we worked close to nominal capacity. As can be seen in the graph in the right upside of the slide, the combined use of the press for MDP and baseboard for laminate flooring reached 91%. However, when we check revenues growth, we see a bigger increase, which means that we experience a price recovery during this year compared to the same period of 2011. We forecast this movement to continue since we still see a strong demand for the last quarter. Slide number 7, laminated flooring. We had a good growth, better than the market, both in volume and revenues. Another good news is that the volume of imported laminated flooring during not only this last quarter, but through the whole year, has decreased compared to 2011. The decrease was more than 15%. The utilization of capacity was practically total, reaching 94%. As we have already announced, we made an investment in a new flooring line that started to work during last October. That will more than double our installed capacity. By the way, the company registered the record of laminate flooring sales during last October. Slide number 8. This was a difficult quarter for the decorative paint segment. Both Eucatex and the market presented a decrease in volume and also a decrease, but at this time smaller, in revenues, which showed in some way a price recovery during the period. We don't believe that this situation of decreasing volume will remain and forecast to finish 2012 at least with stable volumes compared to 2011 and better revenues as we have been realigning prices since the beginning of the year. The utilization of capacity reached 59%. Well, this covers what we intended to present regarding the performance of our products. Let's move to slide number 5, where we present a summary of our profit and loss results. As mentioned before, we experienced a modest increase in our revenues, 5.7% in the third quarter of 2012 versus 2011. We still had a stoppage in our new MDF line during the third quarter, and the start-up of the new equipment for this line occurred only in October. Costs remained pressure during the third quarter, and in spite of having implemented prices corrections in MDP, laminate flooring, decorative paint, etc., we finished third quarter of 2012 with a gross margin 2.5 percentage points smaller than the one of 2011. The reduction in our gross margin was in some way compensated by the SG&A, which compared to net revenues decreased from 19.7% in 2011 to 18.3% in third quarter of 2012. Another important issue for the last quarter of the year is that we should resume sales of a residential condominium we have been developing in the city of Salto. During the 9 months of 2011, we reached total revenues of 18 billion reais, practically without any cost, since we have a partnership with companies specializing in condominium developing, and they are the ones responsible for all the costs incurred. Sales for this year, up to the end of September, accounted for only 2 million, thus a difference directly reflected in our gross margin and EBITDA of minus 60 million. Our recurrent EBITDA in the third quarter reached 49.3 million, practically the same amount of 2011, but a little smaller in percentage terms. The non-recurrent result that appears in this slide refers to the write-off of an ICMS tax provision. Our net profit registered an important growth, more than 120%, reaching a little more than 24 million in the third quarter of 2012, basically as a result of a smaller financial expense. Slide number 10. Our net debt registered an increase around 36% compared to the same period of last year. Important part for the explanation of this growth is the amount invested by the company during the last 12 months, around 135 million. As mentioned, among others, in a new equipment for the MDF line, a new finishing line for board panels, and in a new laminate flooring line, besides the plantation of new forests. We are entering now in a period of smaller investments, just the ones related to the sustainability of our activities. The idea is to increase cash generation by taking advantage of all the investments recently made, reducing at the same time the capex so as to bring our net debt versus EBITDA relation back to 1x. We finished the third quarter with a net debt of 260 million reais, which represents approximately 1.3 times the annualized EBITDA of the third quarter. Slide number 11. As we mentioned in the last slide, we have just finished a period of strong investments. This period, at least for the medium term, has come to an end. Our objective for the next month is to take advantage of the investments made and generate more cash flow so as to reduce our total debt. Total capex to this year is expected to be around 110 million. We already spent 94 million during the 9 months of 2012. Slide number 12. We currently own almost 46,000 hectares of planted forest in the state of São Paulo, with an average radius of 140 kilometers from south and 38 kilometers from Itacatu. These radius may vary depending on which farm are being harvested. During the 9 months of 2012, we planted approximately 3,000 hectares and plan to plant 4,500 in the entire year. We practically self-sufficient in terms of wood, buying around 10 to 15% of our wood needs in the market whenever we see good opportunities. The CAPEX has the most important certificate, ISO 14001, and the Green Seal, which states that its forests are well managed. We also participate and sponsor many other environmental programs. On the right side of the slide, we present how the productivity of our forest has improved throughout the years. Up to 2012, the values are real, obtained from forests already harvested. The production for the years 2014 and 2018 are expected, obtained through inventories made in our planted forests. Ecotex has developed a unique wood recycling program. We currently generate all the thermal energy needed for the units of salt, which are hardboard and MDF lines, using recycled biomass. During the 9 months of 2012, we recycled more than 72,000 of wood waste coming from different sources around Salto City. Slide number 13. In slide 13, we show the performance of our share value compared to Ibovespa in the last 2 years, ending in September 2012. We also present company's book value by the end of the first quarter and the multiples we were traded at that time. Slide number 14. Well, here we present a kind of a timeline showing the progress of Ecotex towards a better practices and better level of governance. We started back in 2010 when we shifted to the level one of Ibovespa and intended to reach now in 2012 the new market segment of Ibovespa. We will perform this movement through a company currently a full subsidiary of Ecotex denominated ECTX. Since the beginning of second semester, this company started to develop all the activities previously developed by Ecotex, such as the production and sales of wood boards, doors, laminate flooring, decorative paints, etc. Also, since the beginning of the second semester, all the employees of Ecotex were transferred to this new company, as well as the majority of Ecotex assets and liabilities. This transfer of assets and liabilities will be totally complete before the end of this process, as mentioned further ahead. We asked the registration of ECTS as an open company next to CVM, as well as the requirement to be listed in the new market next to BNH Bovespa. As soon as these processes are completed, which we believe will happen before the end of this year, a window of opportunity of 45 days will be opened, during which period all the preferred shareholders of Ecotex will be allowed to exchange their shares on a one-to-one ratio to common shares of ECTX. Well, this was the last slide of our presentation. Now we are pleased to answer all the questions you may have. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now initiate the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star 2. I would like to remind you that to ask a question, you just have to dial star 1. This concludes the question and answer session. At this time, I would like to turn the floor back to Mr. José Antonio for any closing remarks.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us this morning. Please, at the end of the presentation, you can find my name as well as the name of the other people from my IR team. And the ways of contacting us. And if you have any questions or doubts, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you again, and have a good day.
Thank you. This does conclude today's presentation. You may disconnect your line at this time, and have a nice day.